This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Howdy, friend. This is Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I'm Damian Fonworth, the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media, and thank you for spending the next few minutes of your life with me. All right, so here we are. You're going to have to forgive me, for I'm about to destroy your insecurities, your excuses, the lie that suggests your first draft must be perfect, the illusion that great copy is born in a single moment of white-hot inspiration. One of the most famous white-hot inspiration ambush stories in American literary history involves Jack Kerouac, the Beat Generation pioneer. As legend has it, Kerouac wrote On the Road, a 293-page novel, in 3 coffee-fueled weeks on 1 long, flowing scroll. Now, that is true. He did do that. But it's not the full truth. See, Kerouac was a meticulous note taker, a chronic scribbler. He was always writing in notebooks and in his head. In fact, as early as autumn 1948, Kerouac had completed the first draft of a road novel he called Ray Smith, 3 years prior to the birth of On the Road. And he had outlines, drafts, and journals full of this On the Road idea. Kerouac just allowed the pressure of the story to build until he couldn't contain it anymore. And then it just flowed like water. But let's not forget, he also revised that draft many, many times after that. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not here to destroy the notion of inspiration. Like Picasso, I believe inspiration exists. It just better find us working. Yet the idea of writing a first draft scares people. It scares us into a state of inactivity. It menaces me, even the greats like Kurt Vonnegut. Kurt said, "When I write, I feel like an armless, legless man with a crayon in his mouth." And so when our heroes make a statement like that, do you think you'll be any different? You won't. You'll make your copy adequate in the first rewrite, good in the second, great in the third and the fourth, more likely in the fifth and sixth and beyond. But not today. Today is the day to write like a lunatic or an invalid with a crayon crushed between your teeth, just like our heroes. And the best way to do that is to follow a few simple rules. 10 rules, in fact. 1, barricade the door. It must be just you, the ink, and the paper. 2, work in a physical and mental condition that makes you want to write. Get there by all means possible. Coffee or Coca-Cola, exercise or weird rituals. Just get there. 3, write yourself silly. 4, allow your imagination to go to strange places. Nothing is off limits. You can clean up your mess later. 5, break every writing rule known to man. 6, it's okay if your first draft reads like a letter from a lunatic. 7, steal stylistically from other writers, as all great writers do. 8, keep your bottom in the chair until you are done. 9, once finished with your first draft, leave it alone for days, if not weeks. And 10, celebrate. Go for a long walk, hang out with friends, watch a movie, down a tall glass of lemonade, jump the fence and slide into your neighbor's pool. Have fun. Celebrate, because tomorrow you got your work cut out for you. And by the way, if you would like a handy little poster of these 10 rules, check out the show notes. And until next time, take care.